This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Itstey, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Congress has begun a month-long recess. Before leaving, the Democrats, who took the reins of both the House and Senate in January, touted their legislative accomplishments, but they also acknowledged feeling deeply frustrated by a Republican Senate minority that set a new record for filibusters this year, blocking much of what Democrats had hoped to do. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Here's how House Minority Leader John Boehner thinks the Democrats who ousted him and his fellow Republicans from power did this year.
The new Iraqi government's probably accomplished more this last year than this Democrat Congress.
Rahm Emanuel, a brash member of the House Democratic leadership team, could not disagree more. Emanuel proudly points to the energy bill President Bush signed into law yesterday. He says its higher gas mileage standards are a prime example of how Democrats are indeed getting things done.
We've had a 20-year debate in this country about ANWR and production versus CAFE standards and efficiency. And with today's bill signing, efficiency and fuel efficiency won that argument.
Emanuel cites other accomplishments that were blocked under Republican rule, raising the minimum wage, putting the 9/11 Commission's recommendations into law, increasing veterans' benefits, and enacting the most sweeping ethics reform since Watergate. On the other hand, the House did send the White House a massive federal spending package yesterday with a price tag President Bush forced Democrats to shrink. That package also included $70 billion for the Iraq War, with none of the strings Democrats sought to attach. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tried putting the best face on that measure, which a majority of House Democrats voted against.
Even the Republicans in the Senate, who stick so closely with the president on the issue, have decided to put him on a short leash. He asked for nearly $200 billion. He'll come in very much lower than that.
Still, Democrats readily admit failing to pass an immigration overhaul, just as they failed to expand health care coverage for children. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Republicans in his chamber set a new record this year by mounting 62 filibusters.
But for the president and the Bush Republicans in the Senate, we could have accomplished so much more. I share the frustration of the House of Representatives, which has sent over to us lots of very good legislation, only to see it blocked time and time again.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell insists much more might have been accomplished had Democrats only made more concessions to his Republican minority.
Unfortunately, our friends on the other side seemed most of the time intent on forcing votes all year, whether they be on Iraq or any number of domestic issues, that never had a chance of either passing the Senate or, for that matter, becoming law. And the practical effect, of course, is that very little would get accomplished in the end.
But Indiana University congressional expert William Bianco says the Senate Democrats' biggest problem is they have only 51 members in their caucus in a chamber where 60 votes are needed to pass most legislation.
Americans voted in a Democratic Congress, but they didn't vote in enough Democrats. In the Senate, the Democrats only have a one-vote majority, and effectively they have no majority at all on Iraq because Joe Lieberman typically votes with the Republicans.
Still, the Democrats' limited numbers may have actually spared them from getting saddled with a war they'd vowed to end, says another congressional expert, the University of California at San Diego's Gary Jacobson.
The problem for the Democrats in this is if they were to be effective in changing the policy in Iraq, then they would become responsible for the consequences. And it's easy to imagine consequences that people would not want to be responsible for coming out of there.
Majority Leader Reid vowed yesterday he'll keep his pedal to the metal, as he put it, in challenging President Bush on Iraq next year. But Reid showed no ill will toward his Republican counterpart, Mitch McConnell.
Both of us didn't get exactly what we wanted, but there was a feeling of cooperation, bipartisanship here. And I hope that spills over into next year. I certainly hope so. And I know Senator McConnell feels that way.
Reid said he also looks forward to at least three Democratic presidential contenders getting off the campaign trails before long and getting back to their jobs at the Senate. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.